Fan God's Gift into Flame. Theological Rationale for Developing an Annual Spiritual and Professional Growth Plan. Thinking Theologically About the Blessings of Planning for Growth. Part 1. Recognizing Some Frequent Growth Gaps. I have often been encouraged with how much growth activity is visible among those in public ministry. From my vantage point as Director of Continuing Education at Wisconsin Lutheran Seminary, I have had the privilege of observing those who eagerly join in the new online classes that the seminary has offered. I have marveled at the ingenuity and determination displayed as new forms of digital technology are harnessed to allow public ministers to grow together. I've enjoyed observing the different ways pastoral circuits and pastoral conferences have set thoughtful and ambitious study agendas. There is much that gives a director of continuing education cause for thanksgiving. Yet, some common gaps keep reappearing. The first commonly observed gap is that there is too often little organized thought given to a careful and objective evaluation of individual strengths and weaknesses. Even where such analysis of strengths and weaknesses may take place, the knowledge gained is too often not thoughtfully applied. There is little connection made between specific strengths and weaknesses and concrete and specific goals for growth that could benefit the specific challenges of ministry that confront the called worker in all their God-given callings. Failing to analyze gifts and abilities and how they might mesh still better with specific needs and specific callings can lead to pursuing growth without any focused direction. That is said without downplaying in the least the wonderful growth, for public ministry callings in particular, that can and does occur when brothers gather for conferences and circuit meetings, or when smaller groups of pastors plan to study together, or when an individual pastor reads a book suggested by a ministry friend. Pastors have been, and still are, blessed with growth at such gatherings in our midst since the founding of our synod. However, in the midst of all such good and useful growth activities, there may often be little intentional connection to that individual pastor's unique God-given strengths as he seeks to meet the unique challenges before him in all his callings. It is a critical part of a pastor's growth to pursue growth in concert with others at regular circuit meetings or pastoral conferences. But along with growth in those more corporate venues, there can be great benefit in pausing to plan for growth in ways that address his specific gifts and the specific needs of the unique set of God-given callings in which he serves. This essay is not seeking to exalt one way of growth over the other. The blessing of both and trumps an either-or approach. The other gap in growth activity frequently observed is that there is little assistance sought from others either in recognizing where specific growth might be the greatest blessing to a pastor's callings or in seeking ongoing encouragement to stay focused on pursuing that growth. Since it is categorically impossible to be objective when we are the subject, this often leads to blind spots unaddressed. Perhaps most debilitating of all, we may be squandering the more regular and focused encouragement that can come from brothers and sisters in the body of Christ. The workbook that accompanies this essay offers some ideas for overcoming those specific gaps in how we pursue growth. There will be specific encouragement and direction given to plan for growth in all our callings on an annual basis, with a focused analysis on personal spiritual gifts and specific challenges in our callings, and to do this in close partnership with family, friends, lay leaders, and ministry peers.